From Spark and Anvil and Inquest, this is Column and Yardstick in Chapter 1 of the Inquest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Column went first, because the first leak is opinion wearing a costume. "Read me your story," Column said, and the reporter read. "The council foolishly threw away a shocking 30% of the town budget on the disastrous new fountain." Column tilted her sleek head. "Every fact true?" "Yes, it really was 30%. It really is a new fountain." "But listen to the words," Column said. "Foolishly, shocking, disastrous. Those aren't facts. Nobody can check foolishly. Those are your opinions, smuggled into a report so smoothly the reader swallows them as facts." She patted her "what happened" pocket. "The happened is the council spent 30% of the budget on a new fountain. Clean, checkable, fair. But you dressed it in foolish and disastrous, your judgment disguised as news. So the reader ends up thinking the council is foolish and believes they learned it rather than were argued at. That's leak one. A true fact poisoned by an opinion in disguise." She looked across at Yardstick. "Strip out the loaded words and you've plugged my leak. But even the clean version, 30% on a fountain, can still mislead, because there's a second leak and it's got nothing to do with opinion. That's hers."
Yardstick took over, tape swinging. "Because the second leak is a true number with no yardstick. Even the council spent 30% on a fountain? All true. Can lie," Yardstick said, "if it arrives with no context. 30% of what? Over how long? Compared to what's normal?" She flipped her cards. "Turns out that 30% is spread over 10 years. It includes the pipes that bring the whole town its drinking water, and the last three towns that built one spent about the same. Suddenly, threw away a shocking 30%, becomes invested in a 10-year water project, in line with what neighbor spent." She looped her tape. "The number was true. 30% is 30%. But dropped in bare. No out of what, no over how long, no compared to whom. It told the reader a scary story its own context completely undoes. That's leak two, a true number that misleads by missing its yardstick." She looked at Column. "So even after you plug the opinion leak, the honest-looking clean fact can still fool people if it's got no comparison. You have to plug both."
And then, together, they showed the reporter why true isn't enough. "So here's the thing that seemed impossible to you," said Column. "A story where every fact is true can still be dishonest, because a fact can mislead in two ways that have nothing to do with being false." She held up one flipper. "Leak one, smuggled opinion. You mix your judgment into the facts, foolish, disastrous, so the reader can't tell where the true part ends and your argument begins. That's mine." "Leak two, missing context," said Yardstick, holding up her tape. "You drop a true number in bare, with no yardstick, so its real size is invisible, and the reader fills in the scariest guess. That's mine." She and Column stood on either side of the reporter. "And separately," said Column, "you can plug one leak and still mislead through the other. A perfectly opinion-free story can lie through a contextless number," said Yardstick. "And a fully contextualized number can lie through a loaded word," said Column. "So true is only the first test. Honest is the harder one. And it means guarding both leaks at once. No opinion smuggled in as fact, and every number carrying its yardstick." She patted her pockets. "That's the difference between a story that's technically accurate and one that actually leaves the reader with a fair, true impression. Your story passed the first test, every fact real, and failed the second, twice. Loaded words and a bare number. Both leaks in one paragraph." The reporters stared at their own sentence, seeing it now. "So I was telling the truth," they said slowly, "and still not being honest. because I let my opinion in and I dropped a number with no context. Now you understand the whole trap, said Column and Yardstick together.
That's kind of humbling, the reporter admitted. I was so proud that every fact was true, and that was never the whole job. Column and Yardstick traded a look, warm now. Every fact being true is the floor, not the ceiling, Column said, crisp and kind. It's necessary. A story with false facts is finished before it starts. But it's not enough, because a fact checker only catches lies, and the sneakiest misleadings aren't lies at all. They're true things, arranged to leave a false impression. She patted her pockets. That's why a fact check alone can't make a story honest. You have to also ask, did I smuggle in my opinion? And did I strip a number of its yardstick? Guard both, said Yardstick, and you've done the real work. Handed the reader the truth clean enough and complete enough to judge for themselves, which is the whole point. Not to walk them to your conclusion by hiding an opinion or a missing number. To respect them enough to give them the straight, sized, unpoisoned fact and trust them with it. The reporter looked from the black and white penguin who keeps opinion out of the facts to the inchworm who never lets a number go bare. The two guards of a true but honest story, and understood at last that being accurate had never been the same as being fair, and that honesty meant sealing both the leaks a true fact can spring. And Column and Yardstick felt it settle clean and shared between them. That click together, true is only the first test. Honest is the harder one. Gladness that comes when accuracy and fairness reveal themselves as two different, both necessary honesties. Column loved keeping the opinion out. Yardstick loved keeping the context in. But what they loved most was this, showing a reporter who thought true was enough, that the deepest respect for a reader is a fact handed over whole, no judgment smuggled in, no size hidden, so the person on the other end of the page gets to think clearly and freely for themselves.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Column and Yardstick. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.